So yeah, it's October, it's November 1st, Rabbit Rabbit, here at the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, and we are commencing. So let's start with celebrations. Who has something to celebrate? Oh, crickets.
It's Nancy here. I've been following my marketing checklist of daily tasks like sales emails, sales calls, sales emails, and outreach, in developing like new sales accounts. And I've been, you know, just to like make an introduction to stores for my product. And a couple things to celebrate. I've heard back from a few breweries that are interested in the product.
Great.
Over to them, which I'm excited about. It's been a while since I've had any traction like that, so that's what I'm celebrating.
Awesome! That's wonderful. Well, you created it. That's terrific. Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
So, Kathy, what about you, my dear?
Well, I'm sort of back into a survival mode right now, taking care of like life things. But I've been doing that with self care and putting myself first, and that's rare for me. So I'm very happy about that.
Hello.
Hey, Nathan, how are you? Welcome.
Good. How are you guys?
Oh man, this is great. We got a nice group today. This is awesome. And we were just talking about what went right this week, and I guess you're up, since you just got on the call. Got anything to celebrate?
Oh, man. Well, I did mostly complete the task of tracking my hours of the day, and, you know, exactly hour by hour what I've done. And
wow.
I mean, yeah, I spent a good number of time on the things that I wanted to be doing. So yeah.
Well, what were your findings? So that was one of your findings, that you are spending time actually the way you want to be spending it. What else did you learn from doing that? What other insights into how your days are spent did you gain?
Yeah, well, definitely that I had trouble getting out of bed, unless I have, you know, something, some obligation to get out of bed for. I, this week in particular, spent a lot of time in transit, just getting from place to place. If you ride the subway anywhere, it really, time really starts to add up.
Sure.
I spent a lot of time on the subway this past week.
Uh-huh. So
it could be, you know, finding ways to make that time a little bit more effective.
All right. Well, we could jump right in there, actually, since the way we're going to do these small groups is basically very personalized coaching and allowing, if there is a theme, to reveal itself. So let's just start by my asking, and I know we're not, some of us are on the phone, some of us are on the computer, so I'm going to go around and ask you if you have an issue you'd like to talk about. On a scale of 1 to 5, how pressing it feels. I just want to see where people are at. First of all, does everybody have an issue they've brought to the table today? Go.
Not necessarily. Not issues. Not for me.
Okay. So nobody has anything like pressing going on. So. Well, my thought was, Nathan, do you want to, maybe we could start with Nathan and just go a little deeper into his assignment, which was to track his time and find things out. And is there something you'd like to take away from the call today, Nathan, pertaining to that?
Oh, Gosh, I mean, you know, it's not that I knew already, and you know, I think just looking through, you know, my log of this past week, I just, you know, just spent a lot of time, more time than I needed, like taking care of just kind of light stuff, you know, just chores, and you know, all those things could definitely be made a lot more efficient.
Ah. Okay. Do you want to talk about ways in which you could accomplish that now that you've given yourself kind of the drone's eye view of your life a little bit? I'd like to talk about how to make all those little chores happen more efficiently.
I mean, yeah, I could think of, you know, I know when I have, yeah, I guess, you know, this is maybe typical. I don't know, adult life or just life in New York City, but I do tend to end up doing a lot of things independently and just kind of on my own, and which isn't always the most fun, but I always find that whenever I have, you know, some sort of obligation to somebody else, you know, whether it just be we're meeting at this time or I need to have this thing done by this time, it really lights a fire under me to get something done.
Sure.
And it just kind of changes my all-around perspective on, you know.
So the things that, so what about the things that you don't have? What kind of things are you talking about in which you don't have that external accountability?
I mean, pretty much everything except for work, except for my restaurant.
Rattle off some everythings.
Practicing music, writing music, setting goals, for, you know, that like career part of my life. All that.
Well, it's interesting because I know that we have set some goals for that part of your life. That
yeah,
you say that
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't, that you haven't done it, but you have.
Oh yeah. I mean, yes. to further prove my point, with your help, we've set some.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So with my help, what would you like to get a fire under you around? Practicing, composing, what aspect of your goal do you feel at a loss for? Because, you know, it's important to be honest with yourself. And, you know, the shrinks call it cognitive dissonance. When you stay stuck in one place, when you've actually moved forward, but it doesn't feel real, you have created goals that you're moving towards fulfilling. You know, the three song, I'm not sure what you call it. It's a small LP that you're collaborating with someone on.
Yeah.
So let's be real, that you do have this thing in the works. So what is something you really find you're falling short on because you don't have anybody else to show up for around it?
The compositional aspect.
The compositional aspect. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Writing time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you composed?
I suppose yesterday a little bit, but largely last week.
Well, you know, that's pretty good. You did it yesterday a little bit. What's wrong with a little bit?
It wasn't particularly focused time.
Okay.
Yeah, it just wasn't as much, you know, as I would like to be doing.
So
yeah.
how it wasn't focused time. Tell me more about what that means.
Well, it just wasn't as long, you know. I spent maybe, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes working on a song. And I've been tracking my hours as to, like, what I'm doing, practicing, you know, whether I'm practicing singing, practicing guitar, or writing. And, I've just fallen short on the writing time spent on that.
I'm just in tracking your time, how has been the practicing? And playing, the other things.
In the past week, good. I had a you know, I had a show, so that's a big motivator.
That's always helpful.
But
again, I want to point out to you, I think I would like you to I think it would be a good idea to continue tracking your time because it's evidence.
Sure.
I think to start to identify with who you really are becoming as someone who does practice, is a professional, is using your time the way he says he wants to, which it sounds like you're doing, the composition maybe you want to do more so, right?
Yeah.
How could you have spent more time composing this past week?
Oh, just doing it? I don't know, just more time, just doing it, trying to do it. I also need to just change
when
my
you
environment.
Look at your tell me more about changing your environment.
Oh yeah, I do largely almost everything at home, and so it's just it gets boring and a little bit lonely, and sort of uninspiring.
So what could you do to change that?
Go somewhere else.
Okay, where would you go?
Kind of an easy solution.
All right, so where would you
go? Go to a cafe.
Okay.
Go to the park. Yeah.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to changing your environment this coming week in the interest of composing more? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, pretty committed, I guess. I could be a 9 on that scale.
That's pretty high, man. What would make it a 10?
What would make it a 10? What would motivate me to make it a 10?
What would make it a 10 so that when you get off this call, it's something you know you're going to do?
I don't know, having some sort of accountability to be like, I got to have something new by next week.
I like that. What are you going to have for us by next week? I will tell you something. I would like you, here's the thing, this is as a little challenge. The coming week is the off week. The coming week is because it's 3 sessions and then a week off with the group. So, right. So we can handle this one or two ways. But it has to feel real, right? Can you... Perhaps with, I'm trying to think, how can you create some real accountability? Certainly you have it in 2 weeks, but I think you ought to get it going and feel like you have to have something done by next week. And what accountability can you set up around that?
Well, I do have another show on next Monday, and there's a song that I've been working on, and I could definitely, I'll kind of be debuting it at that show.
Were you planning to debut it at that show?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of wishy-washy on it, but I think it would be a good idea.
Okay, good. Well, there he is. You're going to debut that song.
Righteous. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to compose. We know what's happening this week in the composition. And I'd love you to check in on the Facebook page around what's happening with the other goals that you and I created when we had our private session. Okay? I'd really like to see those posted to see what the progress is. Can you do that for me?
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Just like post on the Facebook page like what I have accomplished or what I haven't.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yes. Well, I want to know what you have accomplished.
Okay.
With regard to that, yes. With regard to your marketing strategy that we came up with, I hesitate to call it strictly a marketing strategy, but your strategy as a musician going forward, that we came up with. It's not strictly marketing. Okay. Awesome. So let's see now. Let's jump on over to whom. And I'm going to leave it up to you and to Caddy and Daphne to come forth with an issue they'd like to they'd like to explore a little bit. Something that they'd like to take away from this session. Whoever has something that they'd like to tease out and take away, speak first. Both speak at once, that's great.
It's Daphne.
Go ahead.
Daphne, just touching on, you know, I know I said I didn't have any issues to bring today, but I was just thinking off of what Nathan was saying. I also found myself with, like, grappling with a lot of life issues. Rati, you know that, like, my family has the school. And so that's the school, which I've been helping with. And we spoke about the boundaries and setting boundaries with my family, but some circumstances that require a lot more of my energy and attention this week. And so, I don't know,
sure.
I guess, you know, these things can't be controlled, and I just have to pitch in where I am able. And so I did feel like I was, taking away from, like, the stuff that I needed, like my daily marketing checklist, my daily to-dos, my outreach, and just pulling
in. So it sounds like your boundaries got a little soft.
They got soft just because I had to take care of it, you know. I just had to.
What did you have to take care of? What did you have to take care of specifically?
So on Monday, I spent the whole day at the school, which I wasn't budgeting for in my schedule, because we're under contract renewal, and my parents like need for me to be kind of be the face dealing with the Department of Education when they're like. Meeting with
I'm just curious, I may be mistaken, but there was something that you had talked about with your dad that he had said he could handle. Was it this?
It's this, and it's just like so many other things. It is this, but it's also like the teacher that we hired is, she's not approved to work for us, so we're scrambling to find another body to fill the role in the middle of the school year, and that was just what we learned on Monday. So I needed to come in and, like, immediately try to find we found the substitute, but we had to hire people. So, you know, that's...
All right, well, I'm going to stop you right there because I got the idea.
Yeah.
What would happen to your parents' business if you were not available?
It would still be fine. I think that, you know, they'd have to deal with the consequences. I don't think that my being there will make or break the situation. That's what I had to kind of, you know, tell myself.
So what are you avoiding? What are you avoiding?
Just telling them to take care of it.
Okay.
And I'm not skirting the responsibility, but just being like, if you need my help, let me know, but I think you guys can handle it.
Okay. What's stopping you from doing that?
So after that fire drill on Monday, you know, this week has been, we've been consistently called by the Department of Education to do other things, and I just told my parents, like, I can't. I have appointments this week. I have things to do, and I just can't. Do you need me? If you absolutely need me, let me know.
So you proceeded past Monday to actually assert the boundary, it sounds like. Is that what you're telling me?
What's that? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's funny how we go off into stories. I ask a very direct question, and then people go off into stories.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I asked you, what are you avoiding? And you said, I'm avoiding telling them that I have to work on that. If you need me, it's a real emergency, let me know. But otherwise, I know you can handle it, and I'm doing my thing to build my business. And it sounds like you're saying that after Monday, you started to do that, even though the Board of Ed was still consistently calling about different matters. But you started asserting your boundaries after Monday. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
All right. So is this a real problem going forward?
It could be that they lose the contract. That's my only concern. But the thing is, I just don't feel like my presence will, you know, significantly make or break the situation.
Okay.
I can
How can you maintain your boundary and allow them to run their business so you can run yours?
Um,
I guess really just to continue telling them if you absolutely need me, let me know where, when, and where. And
now, are they calling you or are you offering?
They're reaching out to me.
Okay. And you always say, you often say yes.
I often say yes, but then I've started to just say, you know, like,
good.
I can't, or like, can you do it, or how can I help from where I am?
Mm-hmm.
Like for today, DOE, they're at the school now evaluating our.
Okay, I don't want the story. I don't want the story. I think that it's great. They're taking care of something their own, and they're on it. They're at the DOE. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now if it couldn't even be, there couldn't be a conversation with them where you don't even get the phone call.
Yeah.
Where they understand that their next move is not to call you.
Yeah.
What would that conversation sound like?
It would sound like, guys, I'm really trying to focus on my stuff. I've been helping you guys, but, you know, if you don't need me, if it's not 100% necessary,
Well, maybe a little more specific than that. Maybe a little more specific than that, because, you know, it's more like, I think when you call me, this happens. I'm trying to focus on my business.
Yeah.
And when you call me with something that you can handle, it really throws me off because I'm very concerned about you and things working out.
Yeah.
So if you could ask yourself whether you can manage the situation on your own before you pick up the phone and call me,
mm-hmm.
I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. That sounds
so
good.
You're addressing the boundary violation itself.
Can you
tell me in your own words how you will express this to them? Now that I've modeled something, but you know I'm not you. So how would you do?
I would say, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm happy to help. I know that we're being evaluated and you know assessed for contract renewal, but. When you call me to handle a situation, it takes me away from me focusing my schedule and me focusing on my business goals. So I would appreciate if you, before you pick up the phone, you could, you know, figure out if you can handle it. And if you absolutely can't, then let me know and I'll try to help you guys out where I can.
That's beautiful. Before you pick up the phone. That's beautiful, Daphne. So when are you going to have this conversation with them?
I'm seeing them this weekend. We're attending a wedding together, so I will
have
some very good quality time together. So I think that'll be a good time.
All right, if you feel that's a good time, okay. All right.
Or do you think it should be
all right, so by the time, yeah, by our so it's this weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just sitting here wondering whether this isn't business and it isn't a phone call or conversation you need to have beforehand.
Yeah.
Like just specifically, the purpose of this call is to talk about these calls.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you sense that I'm already a little bit like pushing it off?
Now they're going to call you. You know what? How about the next time they call you, having their conversation?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So the next time you receive a call, and it's clear that they could have thought this through and dealt with it, the next time they call, I would say let's address this matter. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome, girl.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
More anon. Caddy, what's up? So you're taking care of yourself this week, and you're back in survival mode. What happened?
Oh, I think we found our theme for the day.
Yes, would you please articulate the theme for the day? I want a name for it. What's the theme for the day?
Well, it's definitely life tasks/chores getting ahead of our goals of propelling our businesses forward. Mm-hmm. And then secondarily, this cognitive dissonance. Because as they were talking, I realized too, yeah, I'm not happy with as much forward progress as I want in my life and my business, but I've made important and significant changes in standing up for myself. And,
so you want to address the cognitive dissonance part of it first, so that we get into a sense of you know, a place of reality of what's really happening for you?
Yeah, I would love to do a place of reality.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. I don't, can you ask me a direct question? I don't even know where to.
Okay, sure.
Focus
How
in on.
Are you moving? Okay, so here's a direct question. It might be a little scary, and I don't mean to confront you, but I'm just wondering when you.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
But I'm just. I tell people not to tell stories, and I'm telling stories. Busted. Okay. How have you moved forward in your personal organizing business?
I pulled together all of my before and after photos from staging-centric projects.
Awesome.
In order to make my, right now my Facebook page is my website. In order to make that staging centric. And then secondly, I had a conversation with someone who is also in the real estate services industry and who said I should be doing furniture rentals staging in empty spaces, and I had to argue against that and why, which very, by my own argument, clearly delineated the direction I really want to go with this. I had to verbalize.
What a gift.
Yeah, so it's clarity right now.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The action was the photos, which I, you know,
yes.
I was sorting through a few folders to find all the ones I wanted, got them, and they're all in one Google Drive now.
Awesome. So what's next?
Actually,
what's next
put them on the
process?
Facebook page and update the Facebook page to be staging-centric, some language. And
okay. So awesome. Awesome. So there are two. Putting the photos on the Facebook page and also shifting the branding on the Facebook page so it's more staging-centric. Those are two separate tasks.
Yes, correct.
Which do you want to do first? Which makes sense to do first?
Well, the branding.
Okay, so what do you mean the branding? Because these are both branding issues. They're two separate issues, but they're both branding issues. Which do you want to do first?
Right, if I just went on and threw the photos up, you know, on the page, they would get recognition but sort of be incongruous with what the rest of the page is saying. It would make more sense to go in and adjust the general language and other setup, and then naturally when it's time to add a photo in for the, you know, background or whatever, then these photos are available right there.
So you have your answer. So we are going to rebrand the Facebook page. You shift the link. You know, you're going to change the Facebook page to fit the niche you're focusing on now.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. When do you think you can have that done by?
Well, I mean, definitely by the 2-week, you know, reconvening. But I would like to have more than just that.
Okay, but you know what? You know what I say about under-promising and over-delivering, right?
Yes. Okay, I'm on board with that. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, certain things will happen naturally, like when you want to choose a cover photo. So I think that's a very healthy goal for the next, you know, within that. And I know, knowing you, there will be other things that happen.
This is true.
So from where I sit, you're developing your organizing business. Do you feel like you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Go. Yes, and an addendum to my, you know, having something to share. I feel very grounded, comparatively more grounded than I have in over 2 years.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
and that's
wonderful.
Significant.
It's very significant. Absolutely.
It's
you
easy
can't really
to
do
say,
anything until you get there.
And it's easy to say no now.
Mm.
Easier to say no to other people. No, I can't this. No, I have to go to sleep because I have a call in the morning. No, I... Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
So with boundaries, I'm making more space for myself.
Yes. With boundaries, you're making more space for yourself. That's exactly right. Boundaries create space. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to define space for it to really exist as something. So, brava.
Thank you.
Now, we have done some nice work here, and we've got a little more time, so I'm trying to decide what to do. Do we want to do another go-round? Does everybody feel cooked? Do you want me to come up with some sort of clever exercise to get you thinking more deeply? What feels good to the group?
I think exercise.
Okay.
Exercise.
Anybody else? All right.
Oh, I'm open to that. Nothing pressing, but yeah, sure.
Okay, I know that. Okay, so then I know that Daphne's driving, so exercise is a little challenging, but you can do it. You can sync these things, right, Daphne? Is that okay with you, Daphne?
Yeah. I actually.
Okay.
I'm parked and I'm in my apartment, so I'm good.
Oh, awesome. All right. So, all right, here's the exercise. Everybody should be prepared to type or write, okay?
Okay.
And I get my little timer out. La-dee-da, la-dee-da. I love how the theme does reveal itself when we have these groups. Stopwatch. So here's the exercise. I want you to write down 10 items that are on your plate right now, items that do or don't necessarily have to do with your goal, just things that are, you know, chores. I want to hear, write down 10 of these chores that are on your plate right now. Okay? I'm going to give you about 30 seconds for that. All right? Go ahead. That's 30 seconds. Did anybody need more time? Because it felt short to me. You want to keep going or you have what you need?
Maybe another 30 seconds.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. All righty then. And I got to hear Spike's voice. I've never heard Spike before. He sounds like a big dog.
He's a big boy. Quiet. Here, what's this?
Okay. He's more disruptive to you than he is to me, which is interesting. So Spike is... Are you in your house or are you in your car, Daphne? I'm confused. Is Spike along for the ride?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Oh, he can tell he's getting attention. Okay. So does everybody have, like, at least 6 things written down?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got 10.
All right. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to delegate as many of them as possible, but you're going to delegate a minimum of 3. I realize there may be things on there that you really can't imagine delegating, or maybe you really can't, but I bet there's a minimum of 3. So what I want you to do in this next part is write down what task you're going to delegate and the name of the person, or the if you don't know them, the type of person you will delegate it to. If you don't have someone you can delegate it to right now, I want you to write about what steps you need to take to find someone to take over those 3 tasks, right? Also, consider
3 of our own chores that we're trying to pawn off on somebody else.
Yeah, baby, you get it. So you're trying to pawn off on somebody else, okay? Right? So that it'll free you to do more of what you want to do, which could be generating new clients, or it could be composing, right? So, and I also want you to consider websites where you can hire freelancers for individual projects, right? I mean, if we're talking like $15 an hour, $45 this week spent on somebody taking care of 3 things that'll allow you to accomplish something significant in your business, that's worth it in my book. Now, that's my book, of course. So does everybody understand the next part of the assignment? Any questions?
I understand it, but maybe it's because I'm sort of back in my base survival mode. Everything that I have on my list is only...
Okay, I don't want to hear a defense against
everything.
This next exercise.
No.
I wanted to hear whether it made sense. Not why it won't work for you, but whether or not you understand the exercise. Okay.
I do, but there's nothing on my list that I could defer to someone.
I want you to just start reassociating, brainstorming on the page 3 tasks that you would be willing to delegate. More, if possible, as many of them as possible, and brainstorm with yourself where, how, who, what you might need to do to get them done, okay? So I'm going to give us a little more time on this one because it bears it, I think. Hold on a second. So go ahead and start writing. Put yourself on mute by hitting *6 if you're not already. And you come off mute by hitting *6 as well. 30 more seconds. Okay. All righty then. Pencil down. You can continue later if you still have more you want to write. But I'm very curious to hear how that part of the exercise went for you, what you came up with, anything else. So chime on in.
Well, I got, I did 10 items, you know, of chores, and kind of like Caddy, I'd say 7 out of 10 of them only I could do. So I took the 3 that I could delegate, and they are laundry. I can take my stuff and just drop it off at the place instead of doing it myself.
Yep.
Which is, you know, a little bit more expensive, but definitely worth it. And then artwork and marketing for an EP album, and I had a conversation about this last night with a buddy of mine who works in advertising and also creates some of his own original art, and so we talked about him maybe having a role in my project on that.
Okay.
And then my third thing was coordinating recording and the recording process, and my engineer guy, in just this conversation, I remember he had talked about getting some other people involved in the arranging aspect of songs and creating like orchestral arrangements for my songs as well.
Mm-hmm. So did you discover anything in doing this exercise that you didn't already know?
I suppose I have some other minds already working for me.
That's
awesome.
Me. Yeah. And tell me 2 or 3 things that you don't think anybody else can do on your list.
Practicing.
Right.
Restricted essentially to my body. the show that I have on Monday is a thing.
Performing. Well, these are obvious things, yeah. What else?
Yeah. I have on here as well, clean my room. I suppose I could have somebody else clean my room. And making food, which does tend to take some time. You know, I suppose I could order in, eat out, or however.
True. There are any number of things. Are you in a roommate situation?
I am, yeah.
I don't know. And, I mean, this is out of my butt, so it may not be feasible or applicable. I don't know how on the same page you are with your roommates around food and cooking and prepping, but that's something you could collaborate on with other people so that not everybody's doing it for themselves all the time, just for them, you know what I mean? But they also have meals that you can order that are already fully prepared that might be a little less expensive than eating out all the time and a healthier option. So those are something you might consider exploring, a meal delivery service of some kind.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely not on the same page as far as food preparation and whatnot. But I do have more and more recently I've been with a friend of mine who also has a similar kind of crazy schedule. We've been making dinner together maybe once or twice a week.
I love it. I love it. So. Okay.
So, yeah, that's been, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. And also make more at once. Save it. So you know what I'm saying? Don't make a bunch of food that you don't have to cook every night. You can just heat up stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe when you get together, you both make up a bunch of food for the week.
Yeah. We could become more efficient on that end of it. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Awesome. So, Kathy, I know this was a challenge for you. You had the need, because I know for you, you're great at giving help, but asking for it's another matter. So, how did sitting with this for 3 minutes go for you?
Well, I went right to the revelation. There is nothing on my list I can defer. But the revelation is that it's me now. It's my successes and my failures that propel my life personally and professionally and physically and health-wise forward. Or I don't like the word failures of it, but that means that I'm not.
Can you tell me what are three or four? Can you just read your list to me?
Sure. Call to debtors. Get my business cards updated and created for now. Organize my room. Find fabric for one of my clients. bill another client. Go to the gym. Food shop and prep, also on my list. Journal / to do and plan the scheduling days. Dye my hair and visit an apartment that I have keys for right now. Someone's out of town. They just want me to look in on it.
Uh-huh. Okay, again, food shopping and prep, if you wanted to. That could be something you delegated or went in on with some other people. Possibly.
Here's the funny thing is I'm taking that back for myself right now. It has been delegated for the last month.
Oh, okay. All right. And, okay, and the business cards. You know, business cards, getting somebody else to make them for you, that's a possibility instead of spending time doing it yourself. If you go on Upwork or Fiverr, or if you know somebody, just I would work your network first and get a referral. But getting somebody else to go up to VistaPrint and do it for you is would not be that expensive, just to delegate that one task. I also feel that very strongly that any woman over a certain age needs a personal assistant. We just do. So just think about that. Let that sit. Somebody for 3 hours a week you might charge with doing things like cleaning your room or organizing your room for you a little, or going and doing the business card on VistaPrint, right? Also, maybe there's a way you can save time and energy by doing something online instead of going in person, right? Like the fabric thing. Just brainstorming here a little bit. But I think even for you, you know what would be good, Kathy, I think would be to take one thing from that list and delegate. Find a way to delegate. Just one. I have the experience of doing that, okay? Which one are you going to do?
This is what I'm going to say about this. I reviewed it that whole time. There is nothing I can delegate out of this. But in you speaking just now, I realized there's a second list of another 10. These are the 10 hottest and most important that have to be done right now. So if I skip to the next 10, I guarantee you there's going to be 3 on there that I can defer. I don't know what they are yet, but I'll do that next.
When you defer is not delegate. Defer. What do you mean by defer?
Delegate. I meant delegate.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. Well, to be continued then. That's awesome. Good. So, Daphne, where are you at? How did it go for you?
Mine was pretty easy to delegate because you and I have been working on this. You know, like packaging chips, making sticker labels, all can fall into that kitchen assistant, follow up with stores. Eventually I could delegate that to the virtual assistant that we talked about.
Right.
And then, you know, the conversation with the parents, that's like redirecting the responsibilities to them.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Was there anything in addition that you might have come up with just now that you could delegate?
Hearing Nathan and Kathy, I got some laundry. I spent like 6 hours doing laundry yesterday, but I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I could have sent some emails. Yeah, if I just took that out, sent that out.
Awesome.
And then,
awesome.
On the business cards, I was just, as Kathy was talking, I was like, oh, I should ask my friend who's a graphic designer if, like, I could send her some chips for Thanksgiving, and it, so she could just touch up a couple of my logos.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. That was
all
a fun.
All right. So really, this meeting was really about taking back your time. It was about time boundaries, and right. I hesitate to use things like words like time management or whatever, but it was really about actually. Well, that is what we were doing today. Exploring how you can manage your time and take back your time so that you're more efficient with your work. You're able to do your work. Nice. I like it. So I believe, looking at my calendar, just to confirm that I'm right about this, this was 3 of 3, so we're off next week. I will be doing an event in the East Village that I'd love to invite everybody to. It is called Creative Tenacity, Overcoming Self-Doubt and Rejection in Your Creative Field, and I will be having a discussion with a best-selling author who was also a client of mine, Sharon Guskin. And we'll be talking about her process and how she finally got her book to publication. It's her first novel, but it's actually her third novel, not her first novel. And I've been posting that. I posted that on the Facebook group, so you can get the information on that there. That way we can actually see each other next week, even if we don't have a session. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening in the East Village. So,
where in the
sayonara, it's at a place called Philip. It's a clothing store called Philip Lim. It's at 48 Great Jones Street.
Philip Lim.
And Philip Lim, L-I-M, like Mary. But the address is 48 Great Jones Street, and it is a storefront. It's a clothing store. He's a fashion designer. And it should be a very lovely little event. There should be some wine and snacks, and it's a networking opportunity also. So come on down.
Cool.
Okay. Any parting words, or are we good to go?
I'm good. Rocky, I think that you and I have a 1 o'clock after this.
We do. We have a chat in the next four minutes or so, but I just wanted to you know, conclude and make sure everybody feels they got what they need.
I feel inspired.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think I
awesome.
Got my goal. So yeah.
All righty. Okay. Keep remembering how far you've come. That's the last thing I'll say. Watch that cognitive dissonance. All right. Start
cool.
remembering
and,
who you are, not who
everyone
you
were. Everyone's welcome to my show on Monday at the Way Station, 9 p.m. next Monday.
Awesome.
If y'all
okay.
want to come.
Yeah.
Could
you post that on the Facebook group with all the information as well,
yeah.
Nathan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please be sure to do that, folks. Like, when you got something going on, throw it up there. All righty?
Cool.
Okay. Talk to you in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll see you next week. And I'm here in between if you need me.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, y'all.
Bye-bye.